Right now, it's time for us to enter into prayer on a more serious note. For those people who may not feel so filled with the joy of the Lord, and we'd like for everybody to join us as we enter into God's gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Only God can heal.
This is the time for our prayer
the
corner.
Pain it hurt you feel. Only God can.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity just to be able to bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, we thank you so much that your word tells us that a merry heart does do good like a medicine. And so many of us have been suppressed and oppressed by Satan and his attempts to try to keep us from feeling the joy of the Lord and being filled with the joy of the Lord and being able to share it with others, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. And right now, we want to pray for the hearts and minds of all of our listeners and those people that they're familiar with to be lifted right now from those bands that attempt to keep us bound in the bondage of misery and sadness and gloom and doom, in Jesus Christ's name. Forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings, Father. Forgive us for lacking love and for having unbelief in our heart. Forgive us, Father, for those unforgiven grudges that we're holding deep in our hearts and our minds against one another, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Forgive us for those grievous words that we've said about one another. Maybe not in the presence of the person, but behind the person's back. Or the grievous thoughts that we've had in the presence of the person. Father, forgive us. These are things that Satan sets up to try to separate us from one another. But you said in your word, Father, that even before we would bring our offering to the altar, you said in Matthew chapter 5 that we are to go to anyone that we feel that may have aught with us. And we're to make reconciliation. And then we're to come back and offer our offering at the altar, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. So right now, we search our hearts for anyone that may have aught against us. It might not have been that we feel that we were wrong, but that's not the point. The point is that we need to show love one to another. For it is written in your word that they will know that we are your disciples by our love one to another. If we have barriers of unforgiveness in our hearts against one another, it prevents us from having love one towards another, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. So right now we search our hearts and minds for anyone who may have aught against us. Send your Holy Spirit to quicken our spirits to those people that we need to go to, Father, and ask for forgiveness from. Not necessarily because we felt that we were wrong, but because they felt that they were wrong by us. We don't want that kind of situation hanging over us, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to also, for those people that we know that we need to ask forgiveness from, lay that upon our hearts so that we will go to them and ask for forgiveness and help us to turn loose things, turn it loose. Even if we've been wrong, if our grievance is genuine, dear God, send your Holy Spirit to give us the power to be able to turn it loose, let it go, and forgive and forget it, Father, and release it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For it is truly written that all things do work together for the good of them that love you and are called according to your purpose in Jesus Christ's name. Just because we may not be a member of a church right now, we may not be walking in the way that you would have us to walk according to your word, that doesn't mean that we're not called according to your purpose. It doesn't mean that we don't love you. Some of our hearts and minds have not been commanded yet. Some of our hearts and minds have not been quickened yet by your Holy Spirit. But it's already been done, Father. Our names are already written. You've already predestined, Father, that we be saved, set free, and delivered. We're going to walk right into the purpose that you have for our life, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So if we're out there and we're listening, we're feeling as though this prayer may not be for us because we may not feel that we're called according to the purpose of the Father, or we may not feel as though we have that genuine love in our heart for him. If you're listening, it's not by chance. You're listening because God's knocking on your door. You're listening because you have been called according to his purpose. He has commanded your heart. That's why you hadn't changed the station. He's ministering to you by the power of your Holy, his Holy Spirit right now in Jesus Christ's name. Release it if you got unforgiveness in your heart. Let it go. Father, we're asking in Jesus Christ's name that you give us what we stand in need of to be able to let it go. Forgive and forget, dear God, and be able to reconcile and show love in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We've got people out there who are sick, Father. But your word says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed in Jesus Christ. You didn't say we're going to be. You said we are healed with Jesus' stripes. So we thank you, Father, although it may not feel like it, it may not look like it, it may not sound like we're healed, set free, and delivered. We thank you, Father, that with Jesus' stripes we are healed in Jesus Christ's name. And we thank you that whoever it is that may be sick is opening their mouths and declaring their healing, Father, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. If they're not listening and one of their loved ones or friends or associates is listening, Father, we thank you that they begin to open their mouths and declare the healing and speak healing over that person that they're familiar with that may be feeling under the weather, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that way back in 1985, when the doctor told me that I was diagnosed with cancer, Father, you said not so. And here I am in 2004 on my knees praying to you, having never had a surgery other than the surgery that the Holy Spirit gave to me, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. I know you can get the job done, Father. I'm asking you to move, dear God, in the name of Jesus, like they've never experienced before, so that they will begin to see the manifestation of your glory and know that it's true, Father, that you are filled with power, dear God, and just a touch, just a word from you can get it done in Jesus Christ's name. And in fact, you've already spoken the word when you say, with Jesus' stripes, we are healed in Jesus Christ's name. All things are possible to him that canst believe. We have to believe, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And we do believe, Father, but we ask that you help thou our unbelief in Jesus Christ's name by letting the manifestation of the answer to these prayers be seen, heard, and felt, dear God. Be thou glorified. That the listeners and the loved ones and the associates of the member of the listeners bear much fruit, so shall they be your disciples, living, walking, talking testaments, Father. Thank you that you help their unbelief, whoever they may be, Father. I'm not going to call any names today, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you already know who they are anyway. I don't have to call no names. All we have to do is agree here on earth with the prayers of heaven in the name of Jesus, that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, as it's already been done in heaven. That's all we got to do, is stand in the gap and intercede, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And this day we do that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father, that you've already heard and you've already answered. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.